Information is more and more valuable, meaning that for any leader and organization that wants to win in the digital age, it is necessary to learn how to use information so that more people in the organization can access it and know what to do with the data to make decisions. Traditional business models have concentrated a lot of information access and decision-making at top management. Data literacy can make the business more agile, faster, and more aligned with the market's needs. So, by integrating a big data strategy to collect information, artificial intelligence to process the data, and a customer obsession business model with data literacy, you can transform the way your organization does business. There is no question that data illiterate leaders will not be able to take advantage of new trends opportunities. This means new businesses will come with much more compelling value propositions and structures that move very differently from traditional companies. It is the story of organizations repeating themselves over and over again. Organizations that resist change and do not change in time, or that try but do not make a big enough change steadily, become obsolete. Glick, a company specializing in information literacy, conducted a year-long study of 7,377 executives in decision-making positions in the United States, Asia, and Europe to determine the level of data literacy in different companies. The research showed that business leaders struggled to master data literacy, leading to a widespread deficiency in data trust. This means that without data literacy, leaders cannot thrive in today's digital economy and are unlikely to be able to drive any cultural change to lead with data across their organizations. Some key findings from this study are the following. Number one, data literacy across the enterprise is low. 24% of decision makers surveyed are fully confident on their ability to read, work with, analyze, and wrangle data. Only around 2% of senior management is considered data literate, potentially preventing senior leaders from encouraging their co-workers to use data to their advantage. Number two, future employees are not prepared for data-driven workplaces. Only 21% of 16 to 24-year-olds are data literate, suggesting that schools and universities are not ensuring that students have the skills they need to enter the workforce of the near future. Number three, organizations are losing competitive advantage because better data literacy drives higher business performance. 85% of data literate people say they perform very well at work compared to 54% of the workforce. Number four, data is key to professional credibility. 94% of respondents who use data in their current role agree that data helps them to do their job better, and also believe that greater data literacy would give them more credibility in the workplace. Number five is that there is a willingness to learn. 78% of decision makers said they would be willing to invest more time and energy to improve their data skills. Increasingly, data-driven organizations will result in employees who can read, work with, analyze, and wrangle with data that contributes more to their roles and organizations. One of the most critical factors, and why I'm talking to you about this topic, is that you must first change the paradigm of how you use information. You, as a leader, can invest money in getting software and equipment, but that is not the solution because technology can only enhance human capacity. If people are data illiterate, they can't get the most out of today's technologies nor effectively align with future trends.